Welcome to the deep dive. You know, this is where we take your sources and really try to pull out the most important bits of knowledge, the key insights. And today, well, we're getting into something that feels pretty personal, I think, for a lot of people. The connection between self-defense products and specifically safety for seniors. Our whole discussion today, it's actually based on just one source. It's called Excerpts from Enhanced Safety for Seniors, Self-Defense Products. Quite a title. It's very direct, this piece. And our mission, like always, is to unpack that main message, see what it really means for you listening in.
That's right. The goal here is to distill it down, find that that single most important nugget of knowledge from this very focused material. Even when something seems straightforward, there's usually something interesting in how it's presented.
Definitely. And the main statement here, I mean, the absolute core thing right from this source, it's this: plain and simple, self-defense products increase safety for seniors. Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. That's a very clear statement right off the bat, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Very clear.
So, yeah, the material we're looking at today, it puts it right out there. Self-defense products increase safety for seniors. When we see a declaration like that, so unambiguous, what really stands out to you as maybe particularly insightful or important for our listener about how the source phrases this?
Well, I think what's fascinating is exactly the unequivocal nature of the link it draws. It's not presented as, this might help or it could be beneficial. No, it's framed as a direct relationship. These products lead to increased safety, specifically for seniors. The source essentially posits this as, well, an established fact within its own context, a clear cause and effect.
Cause and effect.
And if you sort of connect that dot to the bigger picture, it really underscores how this material frames potential solutions for, this particular group's well-being. The title itself, Enhanced Safety for Seniors, paired with that statement, it strongly suggests a focus on taking action to improve safety, and it clearly positions these products as maybe a primary way to achieve that enhancement, according to the source material.
So, okay, given that this source makes such a direct, kind of singular point, what does this actually mean for you, the listener? When you come across material that states a link so clearly, so unequivocally, especially on a topic like personal safety for a specific group, what should you maybe consider about that brevity, that directness?
Yeah, it's a good question. It really raises something important for you to think about. The material, just by using this direct language, it clearly positions these things, self-defense products, as the means to an end. And that end is increased safety for seniors. The insight isn't necessarily about the products themselves, based only on this text, but about the source's confidence in framing that relationship. Like you said, there are no caveats offered here, no conditions mentioned. It just presents it as the situation. And even the term self-defense products is quite broad, isn't it? The generality itself might be an insight, implying a whole category rather than specific items.
That's a good point. So, boiling it down, that singular key takeaway, the core insight presented by this source, is just that clear assertion: self-defense products increase safety for seniors. It's presented as plain and direct. That's the message from the source's perspective.
Exactly. That's the nugget from this particular text.
So, knowing that the source material makes this claim, self-defense products increase safety for seniors, it kind of leads you to wonder, doesn't it? How might that perception, that feeling of increased personal safety, the one described by the source, how might that actually change or maybe empower how someone engages with their day-to-day life, their surroundings? Something to think about.